Welcome back. I am Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about a subject that was brought up in the Geode Discord that is a really, really great subject and is the fourth era of truth. Have you noticed it's hard to figure out what's true lately? If you feel like you're being gaslit, you're not the only one. The concept of what is true is something that human beings have struggled with since the beginning of our species. And we're coming into a place where how to know what is true, again, we are struggling with. And we struggle with it periodically. So the first era of truth would be spoken truth, right? So this would have been a time in our history where when somebody said something, you took it as true. Well, he said, they said, especially if it was somebody who was an authority figure, you would just, you know, if, well, that authority, the boss said, the president said, the congressman said, you know, the head of the SEC said, or the mayor of the town said, you would have taken it as gospel. And there are generations that still have a few left where they still believe what people say. I've noticed. But at some point that wasn't good enough, right? And there was a bit of a crisis of what is true. And then came the concept of measured truth. Okay, well, we can't believe what they're saying. Can we measure it? Do we have some data to back it up? Okay, and that floated us along for a very long time. Measurable truth, right? If I say I drove 100 miles, you could check my car's odometer and I could provide time-stamped photos of when I started and when I finished, and I would have proof of how far I had driven. I can provide receipts that prove my expenses. You know, we used to have all kinds of ways to measure the truth. I say we used to have because we don't have it anymore. So we went from measuring truth to computing truth. And that was the third era, computed truth. Well, what do I have the big data for? Not the little data. Big data. What can I compute is true? What can I write a piece of software that analyzes it and tells me is true? What does the big data say? And even that got difficult. And we are entering now yet again another crisis of truth. That's my own opinion. You can tell me what you think. But I feel like we're in a crisis of truth again. We feel like we can't believe what we see, what we hear. It used to be, well, I saw a video, so that's proof that it happened. But you can't say that anymore, can you? AI is good enough right this minute to produce a video that looks like absolutely anything, anyone, anything. And you will not know the difference. Video, audio, imagery. You can fake it all right now. You can make it look like anything is happening. So how do you know if it's true? And I know I talked about this in my last video. I keep my hands up by my face a lot so that you know this is not an AI-generated video. Why? Because you could do that right now. You can make AI-generated video. But for the moment, in this tiny little moment in September of 2024, hands are still hard for AI to get right. But it won't be long. It won't be long. It'll be able to do that too. So how do you know what is true? And that's why we come to this concept of cryptographic truth. What does that mean? So this comes down to, back to blockchain and crypto, if you're not sick of me hearing me talk about this yet. Blockchain is just a time-stamped ledger of what happened. What happened, who did it, and when it happened. this person sent money to that person, time stamped, unchangeable, uncensorable, but it doesn't have to just be money transfer. This person made this post on social media with this image attached. This person sold this product to that person. This person sent a question to that buyer on the marketplace. This person posted on their resume that they had a degree from this university. That's step one of cryptographic truth. In my opinion, step two of cryptographic truth is to then have that endorsed, verified, authenticated. So for example, if I post on my resume that I have a degree from a specific university, it would be very, very helpful for my cryptographic truth if the university endorsed that and says, yes, this is true. This is authentic. Yes, she does. So these time-stamped, unchangeable, undeletable, immutable, perfect, beautiful cryptographic truths are where we are going, because it prevents you from rewriting history and saying, oh, no, no, it didn't really happen that way. No, I didn't really say that. I didn't really post that. The best you can do is I didn't really mean it like that. But that time-stamped immutable history, that cryptographic truth. I'll give you another example. When I write a book, I post that to the chain, I hash it. That hash of my intellectual property is my stamp. If anybody tries to copy that, I'm going to know it, because what they put out will have the same hash. If they tweak it slightly, I can figure that out. If they do a derivative work without license, it's just much easier to track the truth of who produced what intellectual property at what time, rather than having to try to make a case for it of, well, I thought of that 3 months before you did. Yes, well, it's not on chain that way. So cryptographic truth, I believe, is where we're going. From a moral standpoint, yes, it's terrible that we are in this place where we do not trust what each other are saying. We don't trust what we're seeing online anyway. Where we feel like the only thing we can trust is our own eyes and our own ears and our own personal surroundings. And while the way out of that is not 100% technology, I think technology up until this point has been the way that we've dealt with it, and I do believe that'll play a large role in it. And in addition to cryptographic truth, I think we're going to have to realign ourselves with each other as human beings and realign ourselves in terms of our own personal morality of truth. And that's probably a whole other video for another time. But that's kind of where we're going. So these four eras of truth, let's go back over them real quick now. Spoken truth, measured, computed, and cryptographic. And the reason we've had to go through these different eras of truth is because we come to these points in history where, this is my own opinion, where we end up in these crises of truth of not knowing what is true and needing a way to know what is true and to verify what is true. And so cryptographic is where it's going. That means, yes, that means blockchain. And yes, that means decentralization, away from censorable, deletable, shadow bannable data towards cryptographically verifiable data. So we're definitely going there. And there's a piece of it that has to do with our humanity and how we realign with each other in terms of choosing truth and seeking truth. We're in a very interesting time in history right now. Get the popcorn. I think it's going to get even more interesting over the next few years. But you know what? What a time to be alive. So that's my thoughts on the four eras of truth and where we're going with that. Let me know what you think, what questions you have. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you on Chain.